Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's second place finalist for the January Challenge, Dwayne Hartwig. Dwayne, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
Dwayne, just a few weeks ago, you found out not only did you make the top three, but you took out second place in the January Max's Challenge. How has the past couple of weeks been like for you?
Well, pretty good, actually. I've sort of stopped training a little bit just to relax after the amount of effort sort of put in for 12 weeks to get my body back into a little bit relaxed. But yeah, I was very shocked to, obviously come in second place and very happy at the same time for it to happen. So yeah, very exciting.
Well, mate, you should be so proud of the effort that you put in. You know, you blew all of us away with your amazing result, which I'm sure we're going to chat about here today. Now, Dwayne, I know a little bit about you, having read your profile, and you've been around the challenge for quite some time. So, Dwayne, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Dwayne?
I'm from Wodonga, so, regional town, manager of a road crew. So, we do a lot of traveling that around the country, always on the road pretty much. Yeah, I pretty much started the first challenge in 2013 before my marriage, and has pretty much done it at least once or twice every year. But obviously, most times I don't actually go through to the end. A lot of times life gets in the way and you don't get all the way to the end. So the last couple of times, I've gotten all the way to the end. So since November last year, I think I'm down 25 kilos, and that's, definitely thanks to the challenge. So
wow. Amazing. Mate, you're on the road a lot and you're out from a regional town. So what do you mean by on the road? Are you driving or are you traveling interstate doing jobs? Like, what's that like?
Yeah, definitely driving a lot. And in trucks, I've been down on the, Elk Park Raceway for the last week or two, helping out there with the Ashcroft crew and stuff. And obviously next week I'm heading to Alice Springs for 3 weeks. So obviously through the challenge, if you can see that here, I obviously do a lot of my workouts done at home, set up a home gym to make it easy when I'm home. Mm-hmm. Spent the 11 weeks doing that. For the last week of the challenge, I was actually down in Sorrento, so I went and joined an Anytime Fitness down there to get through that last week of the challenge. So that was probably the hardest thing, being so used to being home, and then everything changes right at the last moment. So.
Yeah. Look, we have many challengers who are on the road a lot for work, right? Let that be truck drivers working interstate or FIFO workers traveling to Western Australia, then to the East Coast and back and forth every other month. Could you start by maybe telling us, what is it like when you're traveling, right? You don't have your home gym. What is your go-to? Do you normally go to, let's say, an Anytime gym, or do you go casually somewhere, or do you train in your hotel or something like that? Like, what's your normal go-to to keep training while you're traveling?
I definitely would say there's no normal. I used to always go to a gym, but then once I built my own gym, I sort of kept my gym membership, always train here. So when I go away now, a lot of the times I'll take weights with me and do it in the motel room. And honestly, the last week of this challenge, I've actually joined an Anytime gym down there and trained in there for the week. So it's definitely changes every time I try to do it. It always changes because there's always something different going on in a different place, and you just got to pretty much adapt to whatever your circumstances are at the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really admirable that you're making it adapt to the situation that you have, right? Many people, and I'm sure you see this within your career, right, where you're traveling so much, you don't have a set routine, you don't have a normal, and of course, you're like, screw it, I don't really need to train. I'm away for 2 weeks, I'm going to Alice Springs for 3 weeks, I'm down in Sorrento, you know, I'm here, there, and everywhere. It's easy to go, it's not the right time, I'll train at another day, right? But that other day turns into the next day, turns into the next day. Next thing you know, 10 years later, you're like, geez, I put on a bit of weight, right? You're in the other stage of your life where you're like, well, I need to make some time now. So it's really admirable that you're making this a priority, right? Despite the situations that you have with your work, yeah?
Yeah, and I'd say, obviously before November last year, what you're talking about, exactly where I was for the 2 years before that, which is why I was at 124.1 kilos, I think. That was the heaviest I've ever been. And obviously by the end of this challenge, I was down under 99 kilos. So
congratulations. Yes.
Thanks.
Now, Dwayne, talk to me a little bit about I'm still talking about work now. You're a manager and you're working with colleagues. What's it like when you're away with your colleagues and, you know, let's say you're going out for lunch. Is it a, let's go down to the little tucker shop and get a burger and some chips and a Big M? Or like, what's it like when you're, let's say, doing the challenge with some of your coworkers? Is it easy? Is it difficult? What's the situation like?
Definitely say it's hard, because I remember even just, obviously, sometimes I have to go buy the meals for them and they'll want hamburgers and things like that. I'll buy them and be smelling them in the car, bring them back to them and just knowing I can't eat them. But in my head, yes, the thing I keep coming back to is 12 weeks. It's not a lot of time to change your whole life. If you can just keep focusing and say it's just 12 weeks out of 90 years, that's not a lot. And it does change a lot of your life.
Yeah, so it sounds like you went a little bit like that cold turkey, being like, nah, I'm not going to do it, even though you had those temptations of the smell in the car and such, right?
Yeah, exactly. But then, yeah, as soon as you finish the challenge, those temptations make it very easy to go back and sort of eat. Like I said, the last 3 weeks have probably been just to relax and get my body back and just eat what I wanted. But I'm obviously going to do the challenge again now and do it 3 times in a row. This one's obviously just to maintain everything pretty much until I turn 40 in August. So,
yeah. Look, Dwayne, let's talk about why, right? So you kind of already alluded to your first challenge was in 2013, correct?
Yeah.
And you've often done one or two challenges each year since, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Started. So how many challenges have you started with us? Do you know the number?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know the number. I know 1, 2, 3. I've probably only finished 4 or 5 out of, what's that, 7 or 8 years? So,
Yep. So you've done lots of challenges with us. One of our longest standing challenges, basically, almost 8 years now within the challenge lifestyle. And you've probably seen the challenge grow from those early days to what it is now. And I'm sure your kind of knowledge and experience has changed over that time as well. But if you were to jump in that little time machine and go back to 2013, can you tell us a story about why you chose to start that 2013 challenge?
Back then definitely was out of shape. I know just from doing minor things where you'd sort of just, run around for about 5 minutes and realize you're out of breath. And it's not a good feeling. And then once you get fit again and you realize you can start running again, you actually feel so much better. Because I think it was right before the challenge. It might have been 8 months before the first challenge I'd done. I actually fractured my collarbone, had to get a plate put in there. And when that happened, I actually lost a little bit of weight before then, but it just sort of, I've got no strength or anything like that. So I actually went, I need to start working out now, because I've never actually done weight training properly before that. And yeah, that's pretty much why. So I could get some strength back.
Yeah. Now, many people join us just for one challenge. They tick that box that they've done fitness for 12 weeks and, hey, I've lost a bit of weight. Great. What made you want to continue to come back year after year and reconnect with the challenge?
I suppose because life does get in the way a lot of the time. So being in the gym as a lifestyle for 12 months of the year is just not really an option. But if you look at 12 weeks, once every 1 year, 2 years, or whatever it is, you actually probably can maintain that. And then you go to the gym once or twice a week after that, and you don't have to actually be 3 or 4 times a week every week for the whole year, I suppose, is the big thing. So.
Yeah.
That's probably why I keep coming back, so that I can push for that 12 weeks and you relax a bit for another few months or whatever it may be.
I like that. So it's a little bit like this wave pattern where you're training hard and fast for those couple of months, let's say 3 months or 12 weeks. And then maybe you'd go a little bit more relaxed and kind of like have that little bit of an off period, and then you kind of come back and reconnect with it, right?
Yeah.
I like that approach. A little bit untraditional, but it's a great way to stay accountable, right? If you continue to connect with something like the challenge, it's 12 weeks, hard and fast, focused, it's time driven. You're going, okay, I'm going to do this for 12 weeks. And then I might take a little bit of a break afterwards because I'm traveling, I'm going to rest a little bit, those types of things. And then you reconnect with it in that next challenge. I like that approach. Yeah. And I can imagine that every challenge you did, you slowly got better. And you kind of mentioned maybe some challenges, you didn't complete it the whole way, life got in the way, these types of things. But
yeah,
you would have learned something each step of the way, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's definitely a mental side of that is what you're learning is why didn't you succeed at the time? What made you give up? What happened in life that sort of made you go, I'm over for this. You might have only made it 3 weeks in or 4 weeks in or 2 months in, whatever it may have been. You realise something in your head stopped you from getting to the end. So definitely makes you stronger, I suppose, mentally as well, every time you complete the challenge. So
yeah. So talking about some of the challenges that you faced over the past 8 years of the challenge, could you speak a little bit about some of those reflections you were just alluding to, like maybe the reason why you stopped at week three or stopped halfway through? Like, what kind of challenges did you face while completing the challenge?
Yeah, I think last year, I started the year, I'm pretty sure, and then obviously COVID hit, which was a big thing. But yeah, I think it was a week or two in, and I actually broke my little toe. And when that happened, it's all like, yeah, then we're going to keep training, and we're not going to keep training. Like, nah, I'm not even going to bother now because I can't run, I can't do this, I can't do that. And yeah, just mentally, when something like that happened, just sort of either keep doing it or you don't. And I just decided not to. So that's why, obviously, by November last year, yeah, I was at that 124 kilos.
Now, when people hear like breaking the little toe, right? Often the knee jerk reaction is like, oh, it's just a little toe. Like, you've got four other ones. It's not a really big deal. I think for me and you, we understand when you break your little toe, it's a big deal. You know, you lose your balance. You can't step on it. You can't train your lower body at all because you can't push through your legs. And you can't even pick up those dumbbells and walk to the bench because it's painful. Talking about that experience, what was that like? Did you first try to do some training? And then, I mean, I'm going to assume that you eventually didn't and you kind of gained a little bit of weight. Like, what was it like once you broke your foot?
Well, I was out of the little toe and obviously didn't hurt when I broke it. But obviously, like I said, walking around and things like that, you've got to be mindful and stay off it. And yeah, you just, I don't know, when you get that bit of pain there, you just don't want to, like I said, train legs or anything like that. Yeah, I probably could have trained the upper body and things like that, but mentally you sort of go, if you can't do that, then I'm not going to bother doing any. So, yeah, it's a big mental challenge, I suppose, to do, break a bone and things like that to carry on.
Yeah, it is definitely hard because once you get into this kind of like negative feedback loop, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered. And it's like, oh, I don't care what I eat. I just want to eat like that burger and that ice cream. And then I don't even want to train anymore. And it's like, I don't really care what I look like. I'm just in pain. And I understand this negative feedback loop just keeps driving us down. What did you do to get out of that slump? Like, did you just pick yourself up and off you go? Or did you get help? Like, what did you do to get out of that negative whirlwind?
I think I just got to the end. Obviously, the next point of the challenge in November, I went, right, this time I'm serious. I know it's a bit hard to sort of think when you start a challenge that you don't always think you're going to get to the end. You think you're going to start and just see how you go. Might only get 4 weeks in and you just say, all right. But every time, especially in November and the last one just now, you get 4 weeks in and you just go, oh, I'm actually lost 5 kilos. And you start seeing the change and you start going, well, okay, now I'm going to do the next four. You might see another 5 kilos gone. So you're going to get to the end then. It's when you probably do 4 weeks and you don't see much change, that's when you probably get to a point where you think, oh, I don't know if I'm going to bother going to the end because I'm not changing much. But I suppose for me, this one that I'm going to do now, I've got to remember that I'm not going to lose a lot more weight. So I've got to find something else to focus on as far as why I'm going to get to the end of it. So,
I like that. Now, Dwayne, let's talk about how this last challenge, this January challenge, was different to your other attempt. This challenge, you've taken out second place in the Max's challenge, and we compare that to your other dozen attempts. What was it about this January challenge that was different to the other attempts you made?
I don't know. I suppose it started with just my main focus in my head was I want to make the top 10. If I can make the top 10, I would say that because I have been doing it for so long. I have made the top 50 a few times, but to make the top 10 would just sort of be, well, I said that'll be life. I don't have to worry about doing it. I'll be happy. And obviously got to the end, got second, and I'm still happy, but I still want to do another one again, just knowing that if I don't do one more, I might let it slide a bit. So before I turn 40 in August, I want to make sure I still hold the strength that I've gained over the last 12 weeks.
So you more focused is maybe what you're saying in this January challenge. You really wanted to push it hard before you turn 40.
Definitely. That was my main goal because I'm turning 40. And obviously last year I wanted to get under 100 kilos. Didn't quite get there. Even though I think the last challenge I lost maybe 18 kilos. That's probably why I really thought, well, as much as I pushed the last challenge, I still couldn't get under 100 kilos. But to get that 24 kilos in one challenge probably would have been too excessive, I think. for me. So it was actually beneficial that I'd done the second challenge in a row.
Yeah. Look, I like the narrative that you're explaining, right? Where often challengers would join the challenge. They look at these beautiful before and after photos of men and women who've done the challenge, maybe like yourself, right? In our marketing or something. And they go, wow, look at that 12 weeks. I want to look like that. So they sign up to the challenge. But what they don't understand is that someone like yourself, Dwayne, you've been doing the challenge for 8 years, right? You've been within the fitness industry, right? For all of your 30s, right? Being involved in fitness, and you've slowly gotten better over time. And it wasn't until this last challenge that you really pushed hard that you were able to make that top 10. And sometimes there's this mixed match of expectations where people sign up to the challenge, go, great, I'm going to be able to achieve that in 12 weeks. But little do they know that it's taken 10 years of practice and learning over that time so that they can finally get that result in that 3 month window, that 12 week window, right?
100% correct. Yeah.
And then the other side of your narrative that you're saying is maybe in your previous experiences with the challenge, you kind of were going through the motions. You signed up to the challenge. You didn't really have any big, wild goals or ambitious goals. You're like, oh, I'll see how I go. Maybe I get to week four. It's not working for me. I'm just going to drop out, right? Maybe that was a mindset you were in 2014, 15, 16, right? Yeah. But then now that you've kind of given it your all, you haven't really kind of gone through the motions, just let the wheels run. You're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to be dedicated to this one. This is when you see these results, right? Yes. And we see that narrative often within the challenge where people would sign up to the challenge, they get 5-6 weeks in, they're like, oh, I'm not seeing any results. And it's like, okay, have you put in that effort? Did you have that hunger in your belly to drive and do it? Or are you just kind of going through the motions and seeing what's going to happen, right? And you finish the 12 weeks and you're like, eh. Or are you going to finish the 12 weeks being like, oh, geez, I gave it my all. And now that I've made the top second place like you have, Dwayne, right?
Yeah.
Now, Dwayne, let's talk about change, right? So I'm sure your life has changed over your 30, joining that first challenge in 2013, you were what, 31, and now you're almost 40. Can you speak about how your life has changed over the years of completing the challenge?
Oh, significantly, I suppose. Obviously, back then working just within trucks and that, with work, and then I was from there moving my way into more of an office job, a managerial job. Still get out on the road, but more in the car now, more than the trucks. So totally different kind of work that I'm doing, but still in exactly the same industry and stuff. So that's changed, how you sort of got to manage your life as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously from then, I was joined a gym, always in a gym, right up until probably 3 years ago, I think, when I built this house and decided to build a gym inside the house. Mm-hmm. And then, spent the first 12 to 18 months in the house not using the gym at all. So it's a mental thing, obviously, and then got to these last two challenges and decided, I'm going to make sure I use the gym, not spending all the money to make a gym and not use it, I suppose. So,
So talk to me about your home gym. Is it like garage gym, home gym, or did you have a room built specifically for a gym in this new house of yours?
Yeah, so I built pretty much my study / gym in the new house. With everything I need, other than the only thing I don't have is obviously my leg weight, so I just focus on squats. But other than that, I set it up as a full gym that can train inside the house. So.
Yeah, so you're talking like dumbbells, barbell, squat rack, those types of things?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Nice. I think it's everyone's dream to have a fancy home gym like that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone would probably be jealous and think, oh, he's got that. It makes it easy. But you might have it, but you've still got to change your mindset to use it. So
I like that as well, right? We could have all the resources available to us, literally on a silver platter in front of us, but we still got to do it, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like that saying, you can take a horse to water, right? But you can't make a drink. So even if you have these really fancy equipment at home or all the perfect environment, like you still need to just go and do it, right?
Yeah.
Now, Dwayne, let's wrap up here with advice. So I'm sure many people have reached out to you over the years and going, wow, you've lost so much weight. Like, what are you doing? How can I do that too? If someone came to you looking to get fit and healthy, lose some weight, or even about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
Yeah, I've definitely had a lot of people over the years come to me and ask, can I get the training plan? Can I get the eating plan? What are you doing? How do I do it? And I don't know. I've given it to a lot of people. It all comes down to doing it. At the end of the day, you can give them the plans, give them the eating plans, but you've really just got to structure it and stick to it. It's only 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone's got to sort of, I think, put in their mind. 12 weeks is not a long time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, when we think about training plans and nutrition plans, if you really wanted to, you could Google like a training plan and get, you know, a plethora of different programs, Google a nutrition plan and find thousands of different nutrition plans and recipes, right? So we have all these things at our fingertips, let that be the challenge nutrition plan or, you know, whatever one you find online or the challenge training program, whatever you find online. We have all these resources, but we have to do the thing, right? We have to go into the gym, we have to train, we have to build our lifestyle around it, which you now have done. You know, you've built your home gym, you've started to change your complete lifestyle so that you're the fitness guy. And it shows because now you are now our second place finalist in the Max's Challenge of thousands of guys who started the challenge. You're right up there in the top three. So mate, a big congratulations, and you should be so proud of the result you've achieved. You showed us that, you know, even if you've done the challenge before, you can still improve, get better and finally make that top 10 like you have.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Well, look, Dwayne, I'd like to take a moment to thank you for donating your time to be part of the Challenge podcast. And thank you for inspiring so many people within your own communities, but then also within our online communities to, you know, not only just lose some weight, but to live a healthier life. So you're making my job easier. So Dwayne, thank you for doing that.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for the Max's Challenge as well. It's been great.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.